Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Zach Gelb is joining us in the doldrums of summer. I was talking to him off the air about, you know, what we're talking about, because me and Crowder and Solana yesterday, Dan Day today, Jimmy with us both days, but there's not much going on. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Radio Network. He's based out of the WFAN studios in New York City. He joins us on Wednesdays on the show. What are you guys talking about nationally? Like, you have listeners all over the country. I guess some are interested in baseball, right? Not so much down here in South Florida, only because the Marlins are not very competitive right now. So what's like the national discussion points?
Yeah, baseball doesn't really resonate nationally. So we'll do a little bit of it next week with the All-Star game. But, you know, after the NBA season has come and gone, we are now in full football mode. You got Big 12 media days, obviously, going on this week. The SEC and Big 10 following that in the next few weeks. So college football and then a ton of NFL. We're actually going to lead today, knowing that, you know, Caleb Williams will start with the Bears, and in all likelihood, Jaden Daniels will start with the Commanders. Out of all the other first-round quarterbacks, who do you have the most confidence in heading into year one? So that's the big national
scuttlebutt. Some NFL today. Hypotheticals. I like that. NFL hypotheticals. You know, I'm off next week. The listeners, if you listen sporadically, you know, I'm off next week. Normally, we participate in this Big Ten media tour, and we do our shows from different conference media days. Joe Rose will be at ACC media days, and generally, we've done SEC media days, and Crowder and I did it from Birmingham a couple of years ago, and I swore it off. I said, never again. I'm not going to Birmingham. I don't care enough about the SEC, and this year, it's in Dallas, and I would have gone because it was in Dallas, not Birmingham, but it's next week. I'm off. Solana will be live in Dallas doing the show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from SEC Media Days. And we'll have some fun. Him and Crowder, I won't be here, but they'll chop it up about the SEC. You going to any of the media days?
I am not. We'll have a bunch of guests on throughout all that. But Solana, what is it going to be like? He's going to start talking about Jaime Jaquez and stuff like that. This guy doesn't know anything about football, right?
It's a rough transition because I did several years. They sent me to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. And the only reason they sent me is because I'm from Chicago. So it was an easy trip home. But I would actually have to do the show from Big Ten Media Days. And what do I know of, you know, Paul Christ at the University of Wisconsin or like, all I would do. When I was flying there, I would open up like the Street and Smith's college football preview and I would just memorize the coaches and like one key player. And that way I could BS enough to get around the rest of it.
And I know we're on in Florida, so people won't like this comment, but now it's really like the only thing that matters is the Big Ten and the SEC because it's the haves and the have-nots in college football.
It's a very strange college football landscape that we are embarking on.
But that'll be good for Crowder's ego next week because, you know, now being the big deal that he is, you know, all the players and the coaches, they're going to be sucking up to Channing Crowder.
He's Mr. It guy.
Did he go to the Michael Rubin White party?
So funny. So I asked him at the beginning of the show today, by the way, because I had forgotten.
Oh, did you?
Did you go? And he was invited and didn't go. Yeah.
You know,
he was in North Carolina. They were picking his son up from camp. He said the invitation came in a box with white shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said they went to the Pivot offices. Like, it didn't come to his house, but it went to the Pivot offices, which is probably Fred Taylor's house. but he said he did get invited. And what I had said to him was, you know, my son's going into his junior year in college, and he goes up to school up in Tampa, and there's a big Fanatics headquarters in Tampa. And I said to Crowder, I said, listen, whatever you do, don't ruin your relationship with Michael Rubin, because you got to get my son a job with Fanatics, at least an internship. Let him work his way up.
Like LeBron and Bronny James, just with you and your son.
Exactly. Exactly. And so he says, yeah, we got invited. I didn't go. And I said, you're doing it already. You're ruining the relationship with Michael Rubin. You're doing it already.
But here's why Crowder is a stunad, is because Drake was at the party.
That's
there
what I said.
There could have been a great confrontation between Crowder and Drake.
What an unbelievable moment that would have been at the white party. But you know how Crowder would have just dapped him up and given him a high five.
He would have been like, my man. It would have been like Dak Prescott all over again.
He does that with anyone at any time, man.
Yeah.
It's so him. So you're just doing hypotheticals, NFL hypotheticals on the national show.
Oh, it's like, how much more could we talk about Tua Tagovailoa and Dak Prescott? You know, Tua, I don't think is going to get a deal by week one. And Dak, you know, may want to add a Dallas. And I don't, even if he does stay, I don't think they're going to get a deal done before the start.
Oh, look, Crowder has showed up at his microphone here. We just had a whole long conversation about you.
I'm very annoyed at you.
What'd I do?
You missed a golden opportunity to confront Drake at Michael Rubin's white party and punch him in the mouth. You could have said, I'm Team Kendrick.
I'm non-violent, man.
Right.
No smoke.
You would have walked right up to him. You yelled, "You're not like us." Punch him right in the face. You're on every magazine cover in the country.
That's your favorite song, Hawk?
I do like that song a lot. But I kind of like Drake, too, because he's half a Jew, you know? So I'm really torn. I like Kendrick.
Going music.
USA. But then Drake's got the Jewish element. I don't know. Where do you fall on this?
It does seem like Kendrick is winning this. You know, one of my friends.
Oh, I don't even think it's a battle anymore, is it?
One of my friends is like a big Drake fan, and he's like, oh, how could you say Kendrick's winning this? I'm like, everyone thinks Kendrick's winning this right now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks Drake is winning the battle. I think everyone thinks the battle's over, right?
You know what? I think Drake is so down, he would have walked up to Channing at the white party and would have said, I apologize for looking at your wife.
Yeah, I already got you. Drake's
I'm
the South in the Civil
you
War.
Didn't go,
it's
though.
Pretty much over.
You were like an Instagram influencer now, and you didn't go to like the biggest influencer party.
Man, I got life, man. The kids were in sleepaway camp. I was hanging out, you know, me and the wife were traveling, you know.
Your kids are at sleepaway camp. Remember, I'm Jewish. My parents sent me away to sleepaway camp because they wanted to get rid of me. That means you don't have plans right now. You're empty nesting. You had all the time to go out to the Hamptons.
There wasn't many of us at sleepaway camp. I'll say that much.
We were
a minority of sleepaway camp.
They were all singing Not Like Us.
They not like us.
Every bar mitzvah I went to was Soldier Boy. Yeah.
So you mentioned though Tua. You're like, how much can you talk about Tua? Why doesn't Tua have a contract, a long-term contract with the Miami Dolphins at this point? Because to me, I flipped on this. I said he's their guy, he's their franchise quarterback. Like it's so obvious he's the best quarterback since Dan Marino. As time has gone on and every quarterback has gotten their extension or new contract and he hasn't, I'm left scratching my head going, well, maybe the Dolphins don't think that he's a franchise quarterback.
I think they want to see him prove it again this year. That's what I think it is. Yeah. Well, he's been good for one season. You know, for an entirety of a season, I look at it at last year was the one season he put it all together. And was able to stay healthy. And, you know, I don't think it's a bad approach by the Dolphins to say, we'll give you a below market deal now if you want to take less. And then also from the Tua side of it, if he goes and balls out, I'm sure the Dolphins are going to be happy to pay him more a year from now. So that's what I think really it is what it is right now.
But what about this president? And this, I don't know if this is a hawk precedent of, you have to pay him to not upset him. You have to pay him to show him that he's your guy. And kind of the Hawks' point, Herbert's been paid. Joe's been paid. Trevor Lawrence is one of the ones that I was like, ugh, they paid him early.
But just because other teams have done it doesn't mean it's the right decision.
Why? Yes, that was my thing. If they pay them, why do we have to pay a guy? And they have him for 3 years with the franchise tag.
Like, for example, I looked at Trevor Lawrence. I don't think he should have got paid yet. Jared Goff, I thought they had to pay him now because that's a team with Super Bowl expectations. You don't want to disrupt anything. But just because the Jaguars want to hand over a huge contract to Trevor Lawrence doesn't mean the Dolphins need to do it. Because here's my thing. I know now that we kind of like just roll our eyes at the dead cap because we've seen Jared Goff get traded with a big dead cap hit. Carson Wentz get traded with dead cap hit. I'd rather pay a few more million dollars a year from now than give them a big contract this year. And God forbid Tua gets a concussion or a big injury this year. And then it's another season where Tua is not able to get through the entirety of the year. And it's like, oh, we have all this money that we just paid to Tua Tagovailoa that we already paid him. So that's why I'm waiting if I'm the Dolphins. And
it seems to me like every once in a while you get a quarterback who exceeds expectations. I believe he has sans a playoff victory or a big victory against a good team at the end. But he's exceeded expectations, I think, or met expectations, I should say, as the number 5 overall pick. But what you're suggesting in your scenario is, let's say he has an off year next year or doesn't play as well as he did last season. You're done with him?
So that's the tricky part. And that's the thing. A lot of good quarterbacks get paid great quarterback money because of the fear of what are you going to do? And it's like, okay, let's say the Dolphins next year say, we're done with Tua. Who are you bringing in? You're not going to be bad enough in the draft.
My point is more of not who would you go get, because you could do that every year, and there's nobody floating out there magically. Mm-hmm. Like, you generally find quarterbacks through the draft, unless it's someone like a Jared Goff, and it just doesn't work somewhere else. But it's like, you're not going to pull the plug after one season. He's had good enough seasons where next season is not a make or break season for Tua. There's no chance.
Totally fair. And that's why you could argue, okay, you pay him now and you save money. But I don't think there's any harm in just waiting another year to go pay him. What's the harm?
Hawk, that's kind of my argument too. Like him being upset.
Well, it's part of it. Yeah.
He'll be fine when somebody wants to get married. They want to get engaged. They don't get engaged. They're upset, and then they get engaged. They're happy again. When you
people hold out all the time. People want a new contract all the time, especially in the NFL. NFL, careers are cut short quickly,
sure,
and everyone wants to get theirs, which is why you generally reward guys. Jalen Waddle, you reward guys. Now Tyreek Hill, right, wants more. You reward guys who have performed well because
What are you rewarding Tua for?
I mean, MVP caliber play at the beginning of the season, MVP caliber numbers by the end of the season, one of the best offenses. Now, I can argue that Mike McDaniel's play calling got weaker at the end of the season. I can argue a lot of things as to why they put up 70 points on Denver at the beginning of the season and were leading Tennessee by 14, you know, at the end of the season and couldn't hold on to that lead with 3 minutes to go.
Tua doesn't play defense. That Tennessee game, Tua doesn't play defense.
Okay, but get a first down, and you don't need to have your defense out there. Like, yeah. I mean, all I'm saying is, like, I believe he's done enough to warrant. I mean, sure. Certainly if
– Well, here's the thing. Once again, this is my disconnect. People could say Tua is great. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. I think he is a borderline top 10 quarterback, and history shows when you are a borderline top 10 quarterback or you're good, you get paid, you know, whatever the going rate is now, $55 million a year. That's going to happen. Just because that's going to happen doesn't mean I need to give it to him right now. Like, is the Dolphins season going to go down the drain if they don't give him this deal right now? I don't think so.
No, but if you're going to give it to him at some point, give it to him now. If he's your guy, give it to him now. You tell him, you tell the league, you tell the players, here's our franchise quarterback. We have finally found the guy who's our next Dan Marino. I just don't understand what the delay is. If it's not money with Stephen Ross, he's shown you that he's willing to pay before. That's why I have this little hang up on it, because it is not money. So I don't know what the hang up is. I don't know why you wouldn't just announce to the world via that contract, announce to the world,
okay,
he
gotcha.
Is our guy.
No, it shows you that they even have some skepticism then. I think that's the only logical explanation where they want to see more. And quite frankly, I don't think that's a terrible approach, because who they really beat last year, the Dolphins?
Well, Denver, 70-3.
Denver sucks.
it was known that they, if you, under 500 teams was most of their wins, honestly.
True.
KC,
true.
We saw in Germany, the Bills late. Both Bills games, honestly.
You remember the question that we talked about yesterday? Aronde had called in. I'll ask you, Gal.
They beat the Cowboys, right?
I'll ask you this.
Yes.
I'll ask you this.
22-21.
Yeah, so. Wonderful team the Dallas is, let me tell you.
The Dolphins, with their roster currently constructed, Tua is your quarterback. Your receivers are Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Nice. You have Odell Beckham now. You have Raheem Mostert in the backfield. Your guy, Devon Achane, is one of the running backs. Jonnu Smith is a tight end now.
Brick hands.
The Dolphins, as currently constructed, Mike McDaniel's call and plays. Again, do I think he got a little cutesy at the end at times he didn't need to, and not cutesy enough at times when he needed to, probably. But he's still a good play caller, in my opinion. You have all that. On paper, can you win a playoff game against Buffalo or Kansas City with that roster as I currently laid out, that coaching staff?
Kansas City, no. Buffalo, man, that performance at the end of last season, it's really tough to ignore. Can they beat Buffalo in the playoffs? Yes. If they played the game tomorrow, even with Buffalo's questions, I would still take Buffalo over Miami. And this is the thing. I'm not saying the Dolphins suck. I'm not saying the Dolphins are a bad team. I honestly have more concerns with their defense heading into this year than their offense, but that's not sexy. And all those guys that are coming back from injuries, which could be problematic. This team, to me, they could be double digits, and their ceiling is they win one playoff game. Or it wouldn't shock me if they're 9-8 and they missed the postseason this year in a crowded AFC.
And to that point, so you have to, for you to say it's not out of the realm for them to be 9-8. Are you questioning the coaches, the roster, or hell, Tua? What's the question that you say if they're 9? Because 9-8, we already did the over under. We're end of the season, whatever. Where they're a double digit win team. For you to think that it wouldn't be a surprise for them to go 9-8. What puts that in your mind? It has to be coaching, roster, or hell, the quarterback.
I just think they're stuck in just being a really good constructed team and not a great team. But if you ask me for one position, it's still the quarterback. Tua's not Mahomes. Tua's not Joe Burrow. Tua's not Josh Allen. Heck, I feel a lot more confident in C.J. Stroud with what he was able to do last year than Tua Tagovailoa. You know, I don't think those are.
But why is Tua not Josh Allen? Josh Allen throws a ton of picks. Why is he not Josh Allen? Because Josh Allen's more durable?
Josh bigger? Allen carries that team. Carries them. He throws a lot of turnovers. So did Brett Favre. He threw a lot of interceptions. Brett Favre was a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Because I'm not certain that – but I'm not certain that they're so far apart.
Hawk, I think, honestly, and Gail, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And you've said it, Hawk. if Tua starts running more for first downs, because that's what Josh Allen, Josh Allen's not an amazing passer, but Josh Allen go out there and get you 70 damn rushing yards. Tua doesn't have to give you 70, but he has to give you 28 yards a game and three first downs. But
and I think he will next season.
But I don't look at Tua and say he needs to run the ball more. You know,
he needs to be a threat, though. He needs to be a threat.
I look at that game up against Kansas City, and I know it was freezing. That offense sucked. You know, you can't just no-show in a playoff game like that when you had the more talented wide receivers. You did. You know, and they twice no-showed up against Kansas City. The other time was in Germany, too. You know, I think there's just a limit on this team of being good. And there's not a lot of great teams in the NFL, but if you tell me everything goes right for the Dolphins this year, they win a playoff game. That's just the way I look
That's
at it.
That's it? A playoff game.
A playoff
One game. Playoff win. If everything goes right.
Yeah, everything goes right.
Man, I think that roster is a whole hell of a lot better than what you're giving
you
them
like
credit
that
for.
Defense?
Yes, actually, in the beginning Losing of free Wilkins? Agency, I would have to go through it again. They plugged holes that we thought weren't going to be filled, and I actually think the defense, it's possible they even got better from last year.
Yeah,
I got to go back and
just,
look at everything.
Well, like, hey, I love Jalen Phillips. Love him. Love him. But, you know, Bradley Chubb, too. But coming off these injuries, you just wonder, you know, what are they going to be? Because they got to be great for this team to go win two playoff games.
Man, one playoff win if everything goes right. That's,
you think that's crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. So you do. Because I think on paper. That
let me ask you this.
I think on paper, they are stacked.
I put a gun to your head and I say it's more likely that the Dolphins make the AFC Championship game or miss the playoffs. What do you say?
I mean, gun to my head, based on past performance, I would have to play the trend there, but I think you've made the stakes a little too high. Let's make it a...
All right, Nerf gun.
And, but
you know, I tell you can't go to the Margate Dairy Bar ever again if you get this wrong.
But, Hawk, you bring up Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. We haven't said anything about Lamar Jackson now having Derrick Henry in the backfield. We haven't said anything. Mm-hmm. And Zach, you brought up C.J. Stroud and the Texans, who seem like they got better. Joe Burrow's healthy with all those weapons. Like, honestly, the AFC is damn stacked.
Don't you think the AFC is saying the same thing about the Dolphins, Crowder, where they're going, hey, Dolphins, dude, they've got Tyreek Hill, Odell Beckham, and Jalen Waddle. You got Mostert, had a record season for him.
You know, this is what I'll say. If I'm playing Madden, I want the Dolphins.
Right. They're stacked.
When I'm playing actual football on the field, I just view them as a wild card team.
When Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are talking, Huck, and they're talking about the AFC, do the Dolphins come up before the Ravens, before the Bills, before the Texans?
Yes. I think it's silly if you don't, because they have the talent.
You know what Kansas City says? Let's just make sure that game's at Arrowhead. And there's no
obviously, that's what Aronde said yesterday. Aronde goes, the biggest deal, the Dolphins' biggest problem is you need a home playoff game, period. End of story. You cannot play on the road unless you're playing in
Jacksonville. And then even so, you get Mahomes unless coming in to 90-degree weather in South Florida. That's enough.
All right, we got to go. I know you got to go. Zach Gelb, Infinity Sports Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter. Joins us every Wednesday, although I won't be here next Wednesday because I'll be in Margate having a little soft serve at the Dairy Bar, and Solana will be at the SEC Media Days in Dallas, Gelb. And I know you're not going to want to join him for that.
Yeah, you know, Crowder I'll join next week. Solana, I don't know about that.
All right, we'll see you, Gelby.
Later, guys.
There you go. Zach Gelb, Infinity Radio Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.